Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello everyone. As you can hear, I'm not in Studio One. As you can probably hear, the sound quality is a little bit different. I'm Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, right here in Mike Spirit FM. I'm live somewhere. I'm live in Norway with Nick Humphries. Hi, Nick.
Hello.
And we've got a live audience in front of us. So it's it's such an honour, Nick, to be in Norway. I mean, this is my second visit. It's your first time.
My first time.
What do you think of Norway?
It's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely.
Well, we've had a busy day. You know, I think I've slept for about 5 hours and 48.
Oh, here we go. We know where this
and,
is going.
Would you believe, I mean, all these wonderful people in front of us know, Nick, that I was doing a reading earlier on. I had to have a translator, and Brichter, bless her, had to come and translate for me. And, Nick, you were flat out on your back laying there snoring. I'm not dead. I'm the one who haven't slept. You slept on a plane more than me.
I had every intention of meditating.
Meditate, that's what you call it. Yeah. Okay, so don't tell me, it wasn't you that slept, it was your guide that was sleeping.
That's right, yeah.
I like that one.
Two hooks snores.
I like that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, if you want to call into the show, please do so with myself, Mike Davis, Nick Humphries. I will say to you, first of all, I know you've probably tuned in for a different show. You've probably tuned in to listen to Grant Collier. Due to unfortunate circumstances,
unforeseen,
is that a better word?
No, because we should have seen it coming.
You should have. You've made me lose my train of thought now.
Yeah, never mind. He's not with us anymore.
You're not with us no more. We are proud to announce that we are broadcasting here in Mike Spirit FM 3 nights a week, which is a Monday, Matthew James. You know Matthew,
he's a fantastic guy, all the way in Australia.
He's good communications, doesn't he?
He does, yeah, he's got some really
better
good
than us.
Yeah.
That's better than us, isn't he?
Yeah, much better.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Then you got you on a Tuesday.
Me on a Tuesday, however, I keep getting pestered.
Yeah,
well, a certain person sitting to my left that wants me to change my date.
Change your date?
Yeah, for my shows. Because then her group can listen to me because they want to hear my lovely soft velvet voice.
Velvet?
Well, yeah.
It wasn't doing that today. I can tell you that much. Oh, no, sorry, that was too old. Sorry. So what you're saying is you want to change your day?
Well, no, I don't. But there's also this other talk that we were talking about on the plane about an Eminem show.
The Eminem show.
Eminem.
Do you see what I got a problem with, everyone?
No, I've got a problem.
This is Nick Humphries. You have a problem. Yeah, I've got a friend that can help you, Brichter. I really have. Back home in the UK. He's okay. He can help you. So you're on about changing your day. You want to do the Eminem show, but it's really the Eminem show.
Yeah, Eminem. It is the Eminem show.
You got a bit technical with it, didn't you?
M
and N.
Yeah. No, Eminem.
Say it slow.
M and N.
M and N.
Yeah.
That sounds. Do you like the idea of an M and N show, guys? M and N. What do you think M and N show will be all about? Yeah, actually, not far off.
I like her train
because what Nick is saying, let me lay you into a little secret. Right? What Nick is saying, the M&N show, should be turned into the M&M show. And when we do a live demonstration like you've just witnessed tonight, we'll give out M&Ms. If I don't eat them first.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? You'd be at the back of me eating the peanut M&Ms.
So it was just an idea in your snoring session on the plane.
My snoring session on the plane?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was your snoring that kept the plane in the air.
Well, like levitation?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my guy.
Yeah. But I think it would be a fun show, because every time that we connected, and we proved that with the Christmas show when we'd done the thing off.
Oh, when I won.
Which we won't talk about.
Which one I won. Is that the one you mean?
No, it was Fick.
It wasn't, okay.
Yeah, it was Fick.
You asked for special judges and they come in.
So, yeah, and you paid them off.
Hey, so you can't. Well, you get it, mate. Just, you know.
But look at the banter that we have between us.
We had fun.
We're two guys that like to enjoy. We enjoy what we do. We enjoy giving the readings to the lovely people that are like those in front of us now.
Well, let's not take it away, Nick. It's amazing, isn't it? Thank you guys for welcoming us here. It really is nice to.
I said it at the beginning of my session doing the show here tonight. My on platform session.
Demonstration.
Okay. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. That how jealous I am of you guys. You get to wake up and every morning to this beautiful scenery. It's just outside your window, you know, unless you live in a basement. But it's a beautiful place. Really, I can't wait to come back in April.
Do you know what the one thing that got me when I first landed in the plane? I was looking out the window, and obviously it was dark. We landed early hours this morning. I was looking out the window, thinking, nah, it can't be. Nick, is that snow? And he went, I think it is. I was like, snowing. Cool. The drive back wasn't too bad. The roads were clear.
Yeah, the roads were
until
clear.
Until we turned off down our one lane, our one road.
Yeah, that scary road.
Yeah, and we were on it for about half a mile.
Yeah.
And it was winding.
Is that the road that you were threatening to kick me out of the car?
Yeah, that's the one.
See
if we could swim.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Britta was driving, and she was talking and driving, and still talking and still driving. I was
No, she multitasked. When she's driving, she multitasks. Not only is she driving and talking to us, she's on the phone as well.
Yeah, but the best thing about it, right? The best thing about it, obviously in the UK, we drive on the right-hand side of the road.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm sat in the seat of the car on the right-hand side of the road. And Brexter's talking, driving, and talking on the phone and driving, and talking to us, and I'm sitting there thinking, where's my wheel?
Where's your pedals?
I'm thinking, I don't want to slam on the brakes, but skating that. We had snow in the UK not so long ago, didn't we? We had it quite deep. And when I was there, I had a Jeep. You mean about my Jeep?
What, the Jeep I've got?
Yeah. You know, the one you bought off it?
Yeah. You've got your little car now, you're happy.
You believe he came down my house and bought my Jeep and laughed as he was giving me the money. I love that car.
Yeah.
I hope you're going to take care of it.
I love this country.
Well, yeah.
I do.
Are you going to look after the car?
Yeah, of course.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Well, I must say, Nick, we got some wonderful people in front of us. Wonderful people has had some readings today. So why don't you invite...
They're getting orbs on their pictures.
Are they getting orbs? What, around us?
You're getting pictures. You are, aren't you?
No, I'm scared.
You're getting orbs?
Yeah, you are
the orbs. We're orbs.
You're trying to say I'm fat and round?
Yeah. Oh, wow, look at that.
Well, that's the thing in the window.
Oh, aye.
Don't get too carried away.
Sorry.
Oh, no, they're looking at my bald head.
look at my receding hair. I thought they brushed that out. I thought they combed it over each other.
That's so not fair. Is this? Are we meant to be looking at some? It's a very good picture.
Yeah.
Nice picture.
Nice picture. Yeah, I think that you can delete it there.
I think we should ask someone to come up and say hi live on air, because we are broadcasting to hundreds, maybe thousands and millions of listeners. So
yeah,
I think somebody should come up and say hi to us. Don't you think so?
Who's brave enough?
Is a song. Are you strong enough to come up and talk on the radio? No, let's not go there. Okay. What?
You did bet.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. She bet you that you would sing on the show tonight. And you just sung.
Yeah.
You lost your bet.
No.
Yeah.
You did. That's singing.
Everyone has that's
no.
Singing. That was
alive. No.
Yeah.
No. If you want me to sing live on air, I will. Do you want me to sing live on air?
No.
I can't. My co-host said no. So I can't. He's the end of the
I've
M.
got one bad, yeah. I don't want another.
So why don't our producers type into us? M&M peanuts packets.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I know.
Maybe he should type an answer to that. Is it a good thing or a bad thing, Mr. Producer? Anyway, while we're waiting for that,
Ah, he said now he knows why.
What?
In the message. I don't know, I'm lost.
Oh, I don't know.
Mind you, see, that's not hard. I've slept for like, what did I say, 5 hours and 48. Well, that's not good, is it? That's not good, is it? 5 hours and 48. No. And you know the worst thing? By the time we finish here tonight, it's going to be midnight. By the time we get home, it's going to be gone 1 o'clock in the morning. And I've been reading booked in at what time? 10 o'clock.
On, we both got reading
booked in at 10. Oh, feel sorry for me. Not you, innit? You slept for an hour in here today. You were going to sleep.
I only slept for 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Enough time for Anne to walk in.
How embarrassing is that?
Play with your ear. Stroke your neck a few times. Leave some goodies on the table for me and walk out. And he was like, nobody coming here. The big macho man, nobody coming past me. You mean? And she walks straight past you.
Okay, I've got to tell you this.
What?
My darling wife is saying, don't be mean, let Mike sing.
Oh, no. Your darling wife is terribly wrong.
She is.
I know.
Sometimes she's right, but on this occasion, she is incredibly
wrong. I can't sing. And I don't want to see. I haven't got a big microphone in front of me. I haven't got a backing track, really.
You don't want to read that message.
Don't I?
No. You don't.
You're hiding it.
No, yeah. You know you're talking about your jig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
And you said, look after
it. The thing we need to go to is the music. The producer, please, the music. Please.
Just crush the cup.
What? Better not. Is that better be a joke?
I don't know. I'm not there, am I?
That better be a joke.
Who's been playing with my ears? Nobody. I was asleep. It was too hot.
But
you're going to get me in trouble.
But didn't he have his ears played to the neck?
Did he actually physically come into the room and mess around and touch my ears while I was asleep?
Yeah.
I think she did.
Then?
What? She touched my ears.
Yes, you were slim. I think we need to get Helen like there. Do you think we can do that?
What?
I want to talk to Helen. Can we get Helen live on air?
I think we can.
Okay. Helen, come live on air with us.
Let's go to the track.
Let's go track. Mr. Producer, hit that button and we'll be right back just after this.
The sun will shine. Hi.
Hello.
I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 23rd of February 2013. Join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the Psychic Fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
I am looking forward to meeting you all there, and you're all going to be very welcome to join me and Nick, because Nick, it is down to me and you, mate.
It is.
You know, these wonderful people here tonight, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be a demonstration, a two-hour night of just me and Nick. I can't think of a better demonstration to do than just me and you.
I can't think of anything better
but
to do.
But I got a bit of a surprise online for you, and really for me. It's your wonderful wife.
Oh, great.
Hi, Helen.
Hello, can you hear? Can you hear me?
Yeah, but let's not talk to Nick because he's not important.
Hiya.
The important thing is, Helen, have you crashed my car? Helen.
No, I wouldn't do that. I was jesting.
You know, my heart sunk into my mouth. I felt as if my baby had been killed.
Do you know? When that message came through and I read it out to him, there's all smell coming from Mike.
Helen, I'm never going to forgive you for what you've done there.
No.
You don't realise how long that car...
No, your car is perfectly safe.
Well, it's not my car, no, it's yours, you know, but...
Helen's
like a
big... Your car is, or our car, is perfectly safe.
Good. You know, because I can't tell you how relieved I am to know. I mean, I'm not worried if you've crashed and you know, as long as the car's okay, Helen.
Don't worry about how I am, right?
Moving on. Say again. What'd you say, Helen?
Oh, I said, yeah, don't worry about how I am, as long as the car's okay, isn't it?
As long as the car's okay, Helen, that's all that matters, you know? No, you heal, the car won't, will it?
Don't worry, I'll hit him later.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, okay.
Helen, I must say to you, Dan has eaten chocolate crisps and drunk since he's been here. And for our American listeners, crisps are not because they're called chips. Chips is called crisps in America. So all he's done is eating chips, chocolate.
Is that all he's eaten, is it?
I think you'll forgive me. It's like Norwegian chocolate with lush.
Nick, that's terrible.
Alan, he's about 5 pounds heavier.
Oh, that makes all the difference then.
It's not I haven't done nothing wrong to him. I did sniff the chocolate first and licked my lips and that's all it took.
He is a bad influence.
I'm a bad influence.
You are a bad influence.
Oh, yes, there's the word you're on.
I've been a completely different side to you since Tobino.
Oh,
I'll just have to work him very hard when he gets back then.
Helen, thank you for coming on. I know you want to say something to Nick. I know Nick wants to say something to you. So let's get this mushy bit over and get on with the show.
You want to say something to me? I love you.
I love you too, babe. Only if you have £5 off, then you've got lots of work to do.
Sorry, say again?
I say if you have put £5 on, I've got lots of work for you to do to get it off again.
Well, actually, while you're on air, why don't you keep talking to me about the house?
Need to push on.
No, quickly. It's very, very quick. We've got a house we have to sell. And she pressed you for a date to come over and help me put the fencing up.
I knew it would come back on. I thought I was doing something nice, inviting Helen on. And I was turning back to me that I'll give you a date.
Let's move on.
Helen, I said I'll come down as soon as I can. I will. You know, I only wish Kelly was on and I could invite her on and tell her that I loved her, but never mind. It's okay. That's fine. That's fine. I'll talk to Kate.
Can you give our darling 20-month-old sweetheart daughter a big sloppy kiss for me?
That's so sweet.
I will. She was in with the big toddlers this afternoon at nursery.
We have got a show going on, Helen.
I will talk to you later.
Yeah, okay. All right, you carry on with your show, and lots of love to all of you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Bye, Helen.
Bye.
I'm going to go and cry somewhere.
Well, actually, Kelly is listening to the show.
Oh, she is?
I've just got a message to Kelly that she's listening.
Oh,
so, great. Kelly, I just want to say I miss you, I love you, and can't wait to be back with you. So. Oh, come on, guys, isn't it? You know? Okay, let's...
Well, I'm not going to tell her that I love her.
Oh.
Helen?
Oh, you just...
I told Helen
okay.
I loved her.
Okay.
I
just told Kelly I loved her, you know?
Good.
Well, what's the funny eyes for? Anyway, as promised...
They're not my eyes, they're two hawks.
Oh, right, yeah. It's two hawks. I'm getting used to this. Two hawks snored earlier on.
Yeah.
While I was working hard.
Yeah.
I've been working all day in it, and you were snoring. I can't believe you snored. Do you know the other bad thing, doing a demonstration earlier on? I mean, you'd all remember when I was giving that poor woman a communication, and my interpreter, Mrs. Brechter over here, said, well, I wasn't even listening. When she couldn't understand me. How bad is that? So you and Brechter make a good team, snoring and not even listening to me. Shows how much attention they pay me, doesn't it? Anyway, we've got a lovely lady here, and what's your name?
My name is Ellen.
Ellen, and where are you from, Ellen?
I'm from Bergen, Norway.
Bergen, Norway.
Yeah, and now I'm so happy to be out in Narvik at Birthes place.
Okay, that's this wonderful centre where we are at the moment.
Mm.
Now, do you want to tell us a little bit about the centre? Because I know I've spoke to you before, haven't I? I've given you...
Yeah.
The last time I was in Norway, because it wasn't that long ago, was it?
No,
I toured you last time.
Yeah, I was here at a working shop, a class, with you, Mike.
Yeah.
So we had a whole day session, or was it two? It was 2 days.
It was 2 days. Because
yeah,
I remember the first day we done
yeah.
a psychic
yeah.
Day, and then the next
yeah.
day we done a spiritual day, wasn't
yeah.
it? Yeah.
That's what it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was really.
Because
yeah.
you just actually had a communication off Nick, didn't you? A message off Nick.
Today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today it was really nice.
Yeah, but I want to pick up on that because
no,
you know,
talk about the message first.
Forget about
okay.
the message a minute. I want to talk about something else important because
yeah,
you said
yeah,
you
yeah.
pointed at me.
Yeah.
No, I
was so happy today because I'm thankful because I had my father. He came through first with Mike, and he told me very many personal things. And that he sees me and supports me, and it was very important. And I felt very, very touched. It was really.
We're not in the toilet, honestly.
And you said one of the conditions he passed away from, and I was really happy.
And then, after
it was finished, I thought, why didn't he mention it? Spiritual things. I thought afterwards, why didn't he say anything about that? Because he didn't know about that when he was alive, because
yeah.
I never told him. I always called it very private. So I thought it was strange he didn't say anything about that. But then Nick was on the platform, and he linked to my dad again, and he told me about the other condition he had, that he passed away. He had two conditions. And then he mentioned my spiritual side.
Yeah.
And he told me off because I don't sleep so well because the spirit keeps coming. And so I often get very little sleep, so I'm very tired in the daytime.
Well, you mean little sleep like I've had for the last 48 hours?
Yeah.
5 hours?
Yeah,
it's
always
back to
you. I have 5 hours this night. But then Nick said that message from my father that I must
come on, I was
close
today.
Down. I must start
to close down. Yeah,
to close down. And I remember I was at your
workshop. Yeah.
And
this
I remember you
trying
said
to make
that
it.
We were going to be learn
how to close
down.
Down.
But you didn't teach us that.
Okay, okay, I need to stop you there.
But
the gentleman there in the corner smiling, come up by here a minute, sir. Come up by here a minute, sir. And can you just come by here? Like, lean over towards us. Not, I don't, you can kiss Nick, not me. Can you just tell us, what's your name?
Irvin.
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 Avon.
Irvin.
Irvin. No, no. Irvin. Come on.
Okay.
No way. Irvin. Okay, Irvin, where are you from? Okay, okay. where are you from, Irvin?
I'm from Moldova.
Eh?
Countryside.
Oh, you live in my country. Okay, okay. No, I'm asking.
Come along, right?
Because there's a reason. Because you was at that workshop, wasn't you?
Yes.
The workshop that what's the name?
Helen.
Ellen. Ellen.
It comes from Helen.
Okay.
Ellen.
Okay. Helen.
Ellen.
But you was at that workshop, wasn't you?
Yes, I was on that workshop.
And now, as Helen just said, I didn't close it down, and she said that live in a demonstration, which made me feel about that big.
Yeah.
And because you were there. Did I close you down or should I do it?
Yeah, yes. We learned to close down, yeah.
So was you sleeping or was that two hawks sleeping there? Like the next two hawks were sleeping early on?
Yeah, because when he said that, then I remembered it.
Oh, so wasn't I going to teach you?
Yes, you did teach me, but I forgot.
Ah! So now we get to forgot.
I remember it today when he said it.
Out
of my mind.
Just remember this, right? Now, obviously the listeners can't see this, right? They go, ah.
Yeah.
And that's it, that's all we need.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Got me out of a bit of trouble there. Thank you very much.
I don't remember it now, but it just was away from me.
But your whole experience of me being in Norway, first of all.
Yeah.
Brooke, contain yourself, please.
Yeah, it was a really good workshop. I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
It was very good.
And
it was just me being not.
And your reading
brave
today?
Enough to go out.
But your reading today was, you enjoyed your reading today?
Yeah, it was so perfect.
He's not bad, is he?
From both of you, it was so perfect.
He's not bad.
No,
he's
really spot it to 100%.
Thank you very much.
Helen,
100%. Helen, thank you very much for coming up and speaking to us.
And
I mean, you know, there is quite a few people in front of us.
There are.
I can say I have a big smile in my heart. My heart is smiling. Really, really big now.
I do promise that next time I will cut his hair. I know that's why you're really laughing, but you know.
No, it was really. I'm very, very thankful.
Okay.
Yeah, so thankful.
Helen, thank you for coming on here. It's been a pleasure.
Much.
And you know what?
And thank you for being the audience. It's very nice.
No problem at all. You're welcome. Remember.
And it's very nice to be here.
Remember Sunday, we're back here.
Alternative Hennet.
That's it. Alternative Hennet. Yeah, where to is Alternative Hennet?
Hang on, she said something in Norwegian we didn't understand.
Well, Nick. You can, come and say, Brooklyn, come and say something in Norwegian for us, because we don't understand. Because who was saying to me earlier on, which one of you was saying, she's
what?
Gone, needs to say, saying to me, I need to learn Norwegian, I really need, will you teach me Norwegian?
Yeah.
What can you teach me? One word.
Yeah,
yes,
Mike.
What is it?
No.
I don't trust Brecht. See, I can see the smile on her face.
You can see the look on her face.
Nick, if they said, right, I'd be polite, go forth and multiply, that's what would probably come out of her mouth, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not trusting you, Brecht. I trust Eve. No, actually, I don't trust Eve.
No, I don't trust Eve. Look at that.
Okay. Eve, come on then. Come have a go. One. Just one word.
No, I got it.
Right, hang on. First of all, what's your name?
Evie.
What?
Evie.
Yeah.
Why Evie?
Yeah.
Okay, it's easy.
I do E for the last two tours.
That's okay.
That's because you don't listen.
Yeah, I
don't listen. And that is my downfall in life. I don't listen. I want to hear. I read what I want to read.
Yeah.
No, it comes from, and I'll be honest, I know there's like probably hundreds of thousands of people listening.
People only hear what they want to hear.
Excuse me, I'm talking. There's probably hundreds of thousands of people listening. We've got a live audience in front of us. We're in Norway, and I'm going to admit something. You know, it's probably because I'm dyslexic. And that's, you know,
no, tough. You're going to talk Norwegian, too.
Right, come on. Eve?
Egg.
Egg.
Ach.
Ach.
En.
En.
Rumpa.
Rumpa.
Yay!
Is that bad? What did I just say? What did I just say?
I'm lovely.
I'm lovely.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like,
what?
That's
Yachad. Yachad,
tough. Yeah. I'm tough.
Yag. Ach. Tough. Yag ach tough, man. You listening? You know? Ach tough, man. You say it, Nick. Ach tough, man.
I get tongue-twisted with M&M. I'm not even going to go there.
I'm a tough... Is that what it is? I'm a tough guy. Ech, I'm a tough man! Yeah, but I can speak Welsh as well, see? Coming from Wales, I went to Welsh school. So if I said,
What did you say?
Come right. Yeah, come right. Say come right. Well then, come right. That's Welsh. That's the word Welsh.
Yeah.
That's a bit confusing.
Do you like a...
Bore da. Say bore da.
Bore da.
Bore da, Michael.
Bore da, Michael.
Actually, it's good night at the moment, because you just said, good morning, Michael.
Yeah.
But it's actually night. Nice. No, well done, Brussels.
North Star.
Yeah, North Star. Say North Star. Well done. That's good night. So, yeah, you know. Because you keep calling us English people, and we're not English, we're Welsh. Well, maybe I think...
I'm English.
Yeah, I'm from Wales, yeah.
Yeah, so good night from me would be, see ya.
Well, I think we should ask another someone from Norway to come up. And I got an eye over there on a gentleman that I gave a reading to earlier on today. Do you want to come up and say hi to everyone? Okay. Oh my God, I gave him a reading earlier. Like, I hope I got it all right. No, she nicked it, didn't she?
She nicked it.
Before
you go on with this, okay? We came here to the centre very late last night. I think it must have been about 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, to the centre.
Before we went home.
Yeah.
We didn't actually get home to where we're going to put our head down to sleep until very late. I think it's about 3:00 in the morning.
Yeah.
But I have to say, what a wonderful centre.
Oh.
And it's got a lovely, lovely energy to it. It really has.
Nick, so, I'll see. Right, last time I was over here, and I know that these wonderful people was here last time. Well, most of them. I don't recognise maybe two. I'm not saying which two, because they'll be wrong with me. But, you know, I probably recognise them all except two. That's because I don't take notice that much, you know. So, but anyway, you had a lovely centre before Brechter, didn't you? You had a lovely centre just down the way. And when I came over last time, I worked in that centre, Nick, and there was such a wonderful energy. But it's like you outgrew it, guys, didn't you? That's what you've done. You outgrew the centre.
Yeah.
And they needed something bigger and better.
Bigger and better. And, you know, I can truly say to you, you have a fantastic place here in Carnarvon. It's such an honour to come back and to see how well you've done. Brechter, you've done amazing. You really have. And, you know, really, it's a big round of applause for you. For building this, and really it's a round of applause to you guys for making this happen, because, you know, it's the old saying, my saying has always been the same: united we stand, divided we'll fall. And you've obviously pulled together as a team, and, you know, for one, because I remember last time, I applaud you. Well done, each and every one of you. Oh,
well,
here we go.
Well, also, I just want to say as well, actually, she's, you know, it's the first time we've met in person, and actually she's kind of taking me on.
Well, come on, shut up.
No. This is important because you keep going on about the lack of sleep you had.
Oh, right, okay.
But since travelling yesterday, I've had a fever.
Oh, here we go. And you got a violin.
Been really worried about me.
Can you get that singing bowler? That'll do. That'll send them off.
Yeah.
I'm really worried about you, Nick.
I can take care of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what do I get? Slap around the head? What are you doing?
Yeah, well, you know, there you go.
Anyway, what's your name, sir?
My name is Andrea.
Okay. No, I keep calling you
Andrea.
Adrian last time, didn't I?
Adrian.
Remember?
You said Andrea last time.
Yeah, I got it right. Andrea.
Andre. Andre.
Andre. Andre.
It's French. Andre.
Okay. Andre. Okay. Andre. That's easy. I can do that. Andre. Okay. Now, Andre, I remember Kelly just typed me, no, she said that, Nick.
We were offered sheep's head, and I politely declined.
And me.
Yeah.
Bore da, that's right, Ken. Well done. Anyway, Andrea, come here. Yeah. Come closer.
Okay.
Move your body real close. Until... No, let's not go there. Okay. you was here last time I was here, wasn't it?
I'm very worried.
Yes, I was.
And You had a reading with me last time. You've done the workshops with me last time.
Yeah.
You've done the demonstration with me last time. God, we must have spent all weekend together last time.
Lots of money. Lots of money. From my side.
Oh, okay. To me?
Yeah.
Did you?
Paying all this money for you.
We need to chat. Mr. Rucker, we need to chat. So, last time you came, and do you feel you had something from that night?
No. No, nothing.
Nothing at all?
No.
No.
Sorry, for your night, for my reading, or...
No. What, the whole weekend that you came, because you came for the two workshops, you came the Saturday, the Sunday, you came for the demonstration, which I think was on a Tuesday, wasn't it, last time, which makes a difference, and the reading you came for...
I came for reading.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just reading my chat, I'm sorry. Yeah, Elsie, you are right. Now, Elsie is from Swansea. So Elsie would know, Ken, the producer, has made a mistake. It's not Bora. It's Bora Dag, Ken. You know, if he's going to type in the chat, get it right, Ken, isn't it? Jeez, it's Bora Da. Not Daru Bora. It's like me saying, what was it?
No.
Ugh, da, I can't go. Okay, but saying, ugh. It's totally different, isn't it? Right, let's get back. Okay, so what do you feel you gain from that? Contain yourself, Brechta. What do you feel you gain from that week that we spent together last time?
Again, a lot in getting into the spiritual reading and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I think it was what was most, how do I say, winning for me is how easy it was.
Yeah.
So it's no trick to it, really. It's very easy. It's sort of to convince yourself how easy it is.
Yeah. So since last time, because I knew when I went back to the UK, because obviously each and every one of you had an invite to the radio show where we'd done a Norway meets the UK student show. Do you remember that show, guys? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was an interesting show. We had lots of connection problems that night, which was quite funny. It really was. But I ain't going to read that out loud when I can. But if what I'm trying to get out of you is, before that week I came out to you before, how much have you changed to the week, till after that week I left?
I used to be a bad man, and now I'm a really good man. I'm a good person now. No, I would say I try to use it in life, so it helped me life a lot. Yes.
So it's made you really a better person then, by being able to connect to this, because I know that you had a wonderful connection with the spirit world, and you still have, and you had a reading with me today.
Yeah.
And how did you find that? Was that
very useful? It's always learning. Like today when you were having the demonstration, it's always I like to learn. So it's always you always climb.
So you're learning from watching us work. You're learning from your readings. So you know, really, Nick, isn't it wonderful when we see people that, as he said, you know, wasn't a very good person in this life in the beginning, which I don't believe that. You know, Andreas, I know that deep down that you're a nice guy. You know, I wouldn't say that, but no, you are a nice guy. You really are. But it's nice to see that you've come along so far within your work, you know, and I, for one, will, you know, say well done to you, because I've seen a difference in you. And, you know, who knows, a year from now, 2 years from now, my God, you'll be taking my award off me. Can you imagine that, Nick?
I'll be on TV in 1 year, maybe, on TV.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would you tell them about me then?
Yeah, you would?
Okay.
Add just a friend on my Facebook profile.
Would you?
Yeah, I will.
Would you put my picture up as well?
I would just, what would you call it?
Well, it's in Norwegian, so I don't understand.
Just say a little bild där. Du, när du ska ta, du märker nog ett bild där. Heter det? Tagga. I will tag you.
Tag me.
Yeah.
That was a long word for tag.
Yeah, but it's like Oscar looking bar. That's please in Welsh.
No, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much. You're welcome.
Well, here we are. That's not a long word for a spell like that. Diolch yn. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Oscar Diolch yn fawr.
Alcia, will you tell him and tell him how Bora da and exactly the kid?
I was always told about these little kids putting their hands up in school, saying, you know, I want to go to the toilet, miss.
Well, like he was earlier on.
And by the time you said the sentence, they wet themselves.
Oh, that's a load of rubbish. A load of rubbish. I never wet myself in a while. Well, I don't know, mind seeing that again. No. Anyway, Andreas, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Andre. No,
get it right, Mike.
Andre. You said Andre, that is. And yeah, but I like you. You're funny. Thank you very much for coming on. And you know, I hope that you have taken the time in this that we've had in your development to really learn from it. And I'm sure that you have. And I'm sure that you will go on. Brechter and continue yourselves. I'm sure that you'll go from strength to strength, and you know, I look forward to coming back. You know, we're coming back in April.
They want one of them.
Oh,
yeah.
Too much.
Yeah, it's. I think it's the best part is about how you can get a new life, how you can see life in a new way, and you more get in touch with what's the meaning of life, and you can get better and get better at life, and
yeah,
life gets better. That's the best part of it.
It's brilliant, you know. That pleases me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Thank you, world.
You know, you've almost brought a tear to my eye with that. It's really nice.
Well, it's something that we always talk about and teach through most of the messages about the fact that whatever positive or negative in our life.
And I'm not laughing at you, Nick. I'm laughing because I got something out of my mind.
Right. Okay. Keep it to yourself.
Are you ready for this?
It's go on.
Well, no, I've got a special guest coming in, isn't it?
Oh, okay, right. Well, it's about the fact, you know, and I said it to someone this evening about...
I think you need to be quiet. I think you need to, like...
Why?
Because you do.
Why?
I'm trying to help you. I'm a friend. I've been a friend. Anne, do you want to come up with you and have a little chat for a minute? Come on. Come on, Anne. This is Anne. And, hi, Anne. Can you tell us where you're from?
I'm from Bergen.
From Bergen. And so we are in Knarvik now.
Yes.
You spend a lot of your time in Knarvik as well, don't you? You spend a lot of time here in Knarvik. I've got to remember to speak slowly. Yeah. Slap me on the head if I speak fast. So the reason why you spend a lot of time in Knarvik, because I know just down the road is a place where you spend a lot of time in.
Yeah.
And what place is that?
Well, I'm working.
Yeah.
I have this clinic for physiotherapy and acupuncture.
Come a little bit closer.
Okay.
Snuggle in, Anne.
I have my own clinic where I spend my whole day with physiotherapy and acupuncture.
Now, I was trying to point things to you earlier on, and Nick thought I was taking the mic out of it. Right? But we'll go in a minute. Just remind me to say my arm, okay? We'll talk about that in a minute. Okay, now, the reason why I've asked you to come up, because, again, you spent a lot of time with me last night. Actually, you cut me that, and here we go, Razumov ball?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm being Nicky Boy. Razumov ball, it was lovely. Oh, see, I said it completely wrong, Razumov ball. Okay?
Yeah.
And that was really nice, I enjoyed that. And I know that you're going to be doing something again Sunday.
Sunday.
So, what do my shows today? I'm going to be bloated, I'm going to be like a beach whale, mind you, saying that, mind you. But, you spent the weekend, so do you feel as if you gained anything from that weekend or that week that you spent when I was here last time?
It's happened a lot of things since last time, so I can't tell everything, but it's a lot of changing in my life.
Yeah, so lots of change in your life. Now, this I'm keen about this therapy thing, okay? Because I imagine when you're doing therapy, you kind of creep around, that you be gentle and quiet. Is that the way you do therapy? You know where I go with it, don't you?
No.
So you're quite loud.
I mix the Eastern and Western. I'm like a bridge between East and West. Way to treat.
Okay, I don't mean, I'm not laughing at you, Anne, because I'm laughing at my next question.
Yeah, okay.
So you know when you come in earlier on and Nick was sleeping in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Was you that noisy?
Actually, I think have Mike lost weight?
Oh! Is that what you thought? Have I lost weight? Okay.
No, I think you were busy.
Yes, I was. I was very
he
busy.
He was also busy.
Yeah, he's sleeping.
Oh.
Yeah, but he doesn't believe, you know, but the funniest thing, Anne, was when me and Buster come out, and Nick was like, you know, that bit, you know, and just woke up, and I was thinking, oh, yeah, I know what you've been doing. He had music on, didn't he? He said to me, he said, yeah, I just said, have you been sleeping? No, I just closed my eyes for a second or two, right? So I believed Nick Humphries, as he would, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you believe
I'm
a sweet guy,
isn't
he? Come on, he's a sweet guy. Wouldn't you believe him?
Yeah.
So I said, he said, yeah, just close my eyes. And then
we're... somewhere.
Yeah, he did. Let's come out and said, oh, Anne's been. I went, Anne's been? Well, Nick is here. Why didn't he say hi to Anne? Because we did say, if Emily comes in, speak. And he said, yeah, it's fine. So we need to establish how long you was here.
I was about 10 minutes. Okay. Maybe 15 minutes.
Getting better.
And stay in the same position.
He didn't move. So, you was here.
It's so not true.
He was in there. I know that he was looking at his ear because he's got a problem with his ear and everything else, and you know, but he was snoring.
Yeah, the door was closed, but I think there was some vibration.
His lips are going in and out. Do you believe it was Two Hawks, right? Or do you believe it was Nick Humphries sleeping? You were the only one who can answer that question now, because you were the only one who was here.
But I am to say, Nick.
No, the truth, Anne.
You only close your eyes very hard.
He slept, didn't he?
Yeah, he closed your eyes and he...
Thank you, Anne. Now, Anne, there's another question. Now, listen, can you see that? Can you see that?
Yeah. I can taste it.
Can you? Now, ladies and gentlemen, what Anne is saying, okay, I can take it.
It's a ganglion.
A what?
A ganglion.
Anne is now holding my left arm, and I've got a lump. My right arm, and I've got a lump there. Yeah. Now, I know that this is your field, isn't it? No. Okay, hang on, let me tell you the story. I woke up one morning, and it was just... Actually, I didn't notice. I was driving the car, as you can imagine. Anne's on the wheel, on the Jeep that he's now got. And I could see it, and I was like, why is my... Because, I mean, obviously, we've all got bones in our arms there. I was like, why is my bone moved over there? You know, it's how dull I am, isn't it, you know? It's a weird place. And I just thought nothing of it until I felt it. And I thought, what's that? And it wasn't my GP, but I went to a GP, and he said that it needs to be drained because it's going to cause me problems when I'm older. I'd like my arm. I don't want to cut it off. And, you know...
You know, it's too early.
Yeah, it's my right arm as well, you know. So, Anne, what can you do with that?
What I can do?
Yeah, without cutting it off. Because I like it.
No. I take some needles.
Needles?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
I do needles.
I don't mind needles.
I need to close your eyes. He can teach you.
Yes, I love it. Okay, yeah.
Then I take the needle in here.
Oh. Okay, you want to just imagine it. Is it a big one?
Not yet. Yeah.
The doctor
not
said
yet.
It's going to be about this big.
No, it's only like this.
Well, he said it's going to go up from
but
here.
I haven't say how big it is.
Oh. I'm going green.
Yeah, here.
I'm going green. Okay, so you stick this needle in there.
Yeah.
What do you do then?
I take out some gel. It's not static.
She's dead again.
It's very simple.
So when are you going to do this?
You can take it now?
No. Can you imagine doing this live on here?
Yeah.
No. I'd rather sing.
I think we should. I'd love to see you faint.
Okay. In the chat room, if you want to see this, you want Anne to perform this needle sticking in my arm, and Brista, you can record it on your phone and put it up on my Facebook, Mike Davis Medium. If you want to see this, and my wonderful Kelly's already said no. Okay. And I think Elsie says, yes, do it. Kay says, no, you will never speak to you. if you want to, Nick is saying, yes, do it. So there's two do it, someone no. We are cruel, but we love you. Well, thank you very
hang on,
much.
Hang on, 1, 2, 3, 4. Seven, eight, nine. How many people? So there's 9 people in the audience just over there. And how many people put their hands up? 9 people put their hands up. 10 people.
Okay. It's Kelly is saying that she don't want it done, and Kelly's my partner. She says that she won't come to see me if you stick a needle in my arm.
Maybe she wants to see you armless. Or maybe she thinks you're armless.
I think we better take it just you and me. Because...
Yeah, you can feel me perspiring already, can't you? Yes, please. No, I'll have your chocolate and no needles. No, Kay doesn't want me to have this done live on here. I would have let you do it, because I trust you, because I mean, I know, and I mean this, okay, that you are no just a therapist that says, oh, I can do therapy. I've seen, and I've seen every certificate you have, and you are a very knowledgeable lady that can, Nick, I must take you into Anne's shop.
I want to cover that, because you keep mentioning about that she plays with my ears while I was asleep.
Yeah.
But I think we need to tell
them. I think we need to move on.
Well, no,
I think we need to move on. Do we need to move on, everyone?
What?
No. Yes, that's right. Yeah, we need to move on. And didn't you go in the room? Okay. The debate is, Nick reckons you never went into the room. Did you go in the room, yes or no?
I didn't say that.
And touched to see what the problem was with his ear.
Yeah, when I got mad, that's the...
I think it's fair that the listeners should hear why she touched my ears. My poor wife's sitting at home going, why is there a strange woman touching my husband's ear? fair comment?
I do, okay, I promise you, I won't have a
okay. The fact is that I suffer badly with my left ear. And the journey over, on landing, something popped in my ear. Obviously, you get the pressure of the cabin. But something else happened to my ear, so I've been in agony since I've arrived. So you very kindly said that you would look at my ear for me. Is that correct? But you are going to use needles.
Yes.
Hang on a minute, because I wanna stick up for Anne with you. If they stick up, right? Because, I showed you before, Nick, that I had one of these lumps like this,
mm-hmm.
right there. And I had an operation. And I had a thing. Can you see the scar? Yeah. Can you see the scar there? You see that little? It's pretty small.
And it's still hurt.
Oh well, hang on a minute. Let me tell you about this. Right? It hurt for years.
Uh-huh.
Now, as you know, I'm a bricklayer. Okay, uh-huh. I'm right-handed, so I lift up bricks and blocks. And uh-huh. when I'm laying up there, as I mean laying, yeah. you're putting bricks that high up. Uh-huh. My gosh, it hurt me so much. Okay, and I had an accident in the car. And it jolted me forward. It gave me whiplash. And my arm. It made it 10 times worse. So the wonderful NHS...
I think we need to move on.
No, I need to talk about this. The wonderful NHS decided to take me for some therapy, and you know, was massaging it for a while, and nothing worked.
No.
And it was horrible. You know, I couldn't lift my arm up. And they said to me, we need to give you acupuncture. And I was like, oh, I'm not having that. There's no way you're sticking needles in my arm, mate. And I end up, you know, I'm not fearful of needles, and I'm really not.
Nobody.
But but he stuck needles in my arms, and flicked them, and walked off. What are you doing? He walked off.
Huh.
And you know, he come back in a half hour. I've never had a problem with our arm since.
Huh.
Isn't that amazing? So you know, and for what you do, I applaud you, because you know, if that person brought me healing, because now I can use my arm to follow. It's just perfect. So if you do that in your shop, then it's a beautiful shop. I recommend anyone to go to that shop. And what's the name of the shop?
Encore Physiotherapy and Acupuncture.
Okay, now say it a bit slower and I'll try it.
A-K-W-E.
Physiotherapy and Acupuncture. No, I like that.
Thank you.
Because it's a wonderful shop. And Anne, I know that you had a reason, didn't you?
Mm.
Or phone Nick. You got it, didn't you? Yeah. He's not bad, is he?
I didn't give a reading Jesus even.
No. Oh, okay.
It was too.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got you mixed up.
Yeah.
It's a lack of chocolate, you know, the drink.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And thank you very much for coming on.
I'll bring now.
Oh, we got those.
We got chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Cost
£50?
Yeah, cool.
Come on, what are you doing?
Oh, this one's got punchy bits in it.
Oh, thanks, Al. Oh,
thank you.
Thank you very much for coming live on here. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much. That's all, everybody.
Yeah.
What's that? Yeah, I think we need to go to some music. Because actually, all the music has been chosen for someone, by someone.
Oh.
The last piece of track was chosen by Unit, wasn't it?
Because we're in Norway. They're a Norwegian band.
Well done. So, that was nice. So, let's ask our producer, Ken, to hit the next piece of music. So, over to you, Ken.
Thinking of the day.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 23rd of February 2013. Join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the Psychic Fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Well, I am looking forward to meeting you there. I know Nick is, but you know, during that commercial break, I've just stopped laughing because poor Nick, I shouldn't know this, misinformed. He's not very well. And Nick, you felt ill before you went to India, didn't you? It must be the plane ride.
It's not the plane ride.
But your year keeps giving you trouble, doesn't it?
Well, it didn't give me it goes back quite a way. In years.
Okay, we've only gone out of that.
But it's just every now and again it just comes up and it feels very sore, and the journey in on the landing, it played around my ear.
Well, during that break,
yes.
Because I know the reason why Anne came in and caught you sleeping, played with you a year and everything else, because Anne knows the problem, doesn't you, Anne? And Anne is gonna sort it out. And during that commercial break, Anne just came up to Nick and grabbed the back of his neck. And he looked like a rag doll. But he was banging his hands up on the desk, like, "Hello, my ears! Oh my!" It's so funny, Nick. And do you want to do it again so the listeners can hear Nick cry like a baby? Because that was funny. Wasn't it funny?
I think
it was funny, wasn't it? You cried like a baby. Hello, my ears!
But bless them, because I've got temperature, so I'm shivering. So I'm taking tablets, and they're, bless them.
A blanket around
you.
Just had tablets.
What was the temperature gauge on the car on the way home? Minus
11. Would you believe? Minus 11, you're in Norway. But let's talk about the ride home, Nick.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
That was funny. Because, we have got chocolate. Do you want any chocolate?
Hang on. Oh, chocolate orgasm.
Let's pick up on an orgasm. Because on the way home, now listen to this, everyone. The journey home yesterday from the airport, we came here to the centre because they couldn't keep the excitement in. I wasn't sure where I was going because I could have diverted, but never mind. Before we went back home,
and then we stopped somewhere.
You stopped off in a garage.
In a garage. Had some
food. Now let me explain about these garages here, because you've got a wonderful system here. You've got a garage where we would know we'd be back home. You would put petrol in your car. You could buy chocolate crisps and a drink. Over here, nowhere, you could have burgers, hot dogs, anything. And brilliant.
Yeah.
We don't do that back home. We really don't. And they cook it fresh for you, Nick.
I do.
It's brilliant.
I taste it.
But that's where I sniffed these chocolates, these Norwegian chocolates, and you got very jealous, bought a packet, and I thought, I can't let him buy a packet without me buying a packet. So we end up having a chocolate war. And Nick is in the back of the car going, orgasmic. And Brichter goes, what's an orgasm? So we
They're
spent...
not laughing.
They are laughing. They contain it in. He spent half the journey going home with Nick going, are you serious? Then you know what an orgasm is. And he's ready to tell Brichter what an orgasm was. Nick, how gullible are you?
Yeah, but this is why she's on the phone talking to you and they're looking in the rearview mirror looking at me.
With all the snow on the road.
With all the snow on the road, driving on the wrong side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like hanging over the edge of the cliff going, hello, Mama, please take me there. Like that.
Yeah.
Thinking, she puts them brakes on a bit hard. We're going straight over that wall.
Do you know what I like about Norway as well?
I love Norway.
They see a mountain.
Oh.
And they go, we're not going to put a road over it. We're just going to drive straight through it.
You put a tunnel there.
There's tunnels everywhere.
It's brilliant.
It's great. I love it. Everybody's packing and going in.
They're going for
a sneaky fag.
Well, Nick, I could do that myself. What's that in the chat room, Nick? I can see something in the chat room. It's Elsia. It's typing to me.
Right.
And she wants a kind of like will not come down to get far. She wants to sing and listen to you.
Okay, that's a good thing.
So Mike, Leela is here listening, and she wants a couple, but she won't come down to get one. She wants to stay and listen to you.
That's good. I like
that.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I like that. Very good. But go make your nan a cup of tea. I know Leela. I can get away with that. Mine's two sugars with half a cow in it. Now I know else you would laugh at that. Half a cow. Do you know what that half a cow is, guys? You don't want to know. I must say, I love Norway. And I love being in Norway. You love
us.
Thank you very much, guys.
I did. Yeah, absolutely. They're friendly.
Yeah, they're nice.
They take the mick out of you.
You?
Yeah, right.
They cut you with a blankie. Oh,
I'm having my back crossed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You have you played with?
Yeah.
Like your neck just grew up.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Right.
I love being in Norway with you.
I do love you, Helen.
I wonder if Helen's still listening. As you're having your back rubbed with a blanket over you. Some tablets.
Yeah.
Saying nightmare.
Don't rub too much, I might be sick.
Well, but you're going to see something else in the next play. Won't go there. Okay, let's go to another track, because Ken's saying we've got another three songs to play. Yeah. And we have to play the song. So, right, Elsie, send it down, have a cup of tea, because we'll be right back in about 5 minutes. So we'll be back just after this. Hey there, Ken. Lonely times.
Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 23rd of February 2013. Join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the Psychic Fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 0741116 8396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Yeah, we are looking forward to meeting you. We are back on live. Hey, guys, we are back live. Woo! You know, what on earth? What was that on your phone for? My God, you wouldn't believe I've just been shown a picture. Anyway, guys, I need to tell you something. Whilst them two songs were played, okay, and Anne went to the shop, which is just down the road. And you know what we just said, that, you know, about me having my arm done live on air? I was thinking, oh, my God, Anne, you know what to do with me. But do you know what she done? She come up with blankets, all warmed up, and put them all around Nick.
It's a heated pad.
Yeah, and put all around you. Oh, that's so nice.
Absolutely lovely.
He is hugged in like he wouldn't believe.
Around my, I'm coming here more.
Two blankets, a red thing that's really warmed around his neck, tablets up, back rubs. I wonder if Helen's still listening to
this. Yeah, she's still listening.
Two women fussing around you. You love it. Helen, I'm right by your side. Nothing untoward is going on right by you now. Nothing. No, don't laugh, guys. Nothing's going on. He's only having his back rubbed, heated round the neck.
No, she's stopped now.
Well, you know. Have you stopped, Richter? Don't stop.
I'm trying to tap something in the chat room, I can't spell.
Oh, that's better. Okay. We want to go to. Oh, here we go. There's the evil eyes already, Nick. Look at that. Let me see. Right, then, let's try it. Do you want to come and join us? Do you want to come and sit by you? Yes, you.
Even I get it wrong. It's like. Eva.
Eva?
Eva. Eva, isn't it? Eva.
Okay. Go on, tell us again.
Evie,
do you want to come and join us? Hi, Evie.
It is simple. Do you know with mediums, we have the worst memories.
We do.
We have the worst memories.
Really. So that is actual fact. Mediums have the worst memories because you know why? Because what's up in our minds, we use that to allow the spirit to connect. So we keep it empty. So, you know. Well, that's my excuse. I'm sticking to it. Okay?
Yeah.
So, here we go again. Do you want to tell us your name live on here?
My name is Evie.
Evie. Hi, Evie.
Oh, hi.
And where are you from?
I'm from Bergen.
From Bergen. So, you're not in Bergen now, yeah?
No.
Where are you?
I'm in Knarvik.
Knarvik. I knew that. Mm-hmm. Can I say Knarvik? I can say Knarvik. Good, can't I?
Yeah.
Knarvik.
Knarvik. Yeah.
Bergen. Knarvik. I know the places. I just I just can't get it right. But anyway.
Evie.
I'm Evie.
Evie.
Yeah, Eve. It's easier.
Evie.
So the reason...
I'll say her name is.
Okay.
Evie.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Hi.
Evie.
Thank you very much. We make that M&M show go come up.
Yeah,
it's
right. It might take a little longer than 2 hours. But...
No, I think, right, I mean, obviously it was live on here just now, but there's a reason why I've asked you to come back on, because... A little while ago,
yeah.
Me and Nick was on about doing something for charity. Because, you know, we are charitable kind of guys. You know, we do our best for charity. We work tirelessly for charity. We want to raise... what was the figure, Nick, that you put? 2,000?
2,000,
which is about 20,000 krona for charity. We haven't chosen a charity yet. It'll probably go to some children's charity, Nick, because I love children's charity, you know, because... I mean, me and Kerry's got work to do for Children's Charity in Birmingham. I'm not going to try and pronounce that either. It's Cobb Ham Pub. Ken, let us know what it is, mate. Or Kerry, just put it in the chat room, I can read it because it's bad. But anyway, the Cobb Ham Pub, me and Kerry's done a demonstration mediumship, all for the Children's Hospital because they do some wonderful work. So we, Cobb Ham, Cobb. Go on, Nick, we'll do this pausing bit again, but look, Cobb and Arms, I can't even get it right, when it's right in front of me, how dull am I? Now, we're doing this for charity, me and Kerry, we're doing another one for Evam's charity as well, a little bit later on in the year, and the reason why I'm saying all this, because Nick chucked out the challenge to me, and you may remember, and you heard the show, it said that... Mike, if we raise some money for charity, will you do a charity event? And I said, yeah, of course I will, Nick. No problem at all. I'll do anything. Was something I said? It's leaving. Is it something I said? Did I upset you? Oh, she's gone. I upset her. I thought I upset her. So anyway, let's get back to her. Nick took a little challenge for me to do a charity night, and I said, yes, I'll do it, no problem. And he said, we want to raise £2,000. Oh, that's nice. Isn't that nice to raise £2,000, 20,000 krona? Isn't that nice? Charity.
Yeah.
And I agreed to do it. And then he said, we're going to get waxed for this money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that you run a business here in Norway.
Yeah.
And you've agreed to wax me and the gorilla, because he's a gorilla.
Yeah.
Half Italian, isn't he? You know, that's on the top, what you see on top, that's deceiving. You think he's receded and going
it's
bald?
It's all gone southwards.
Exactly. You know, I thought you invited your eyebrows on for a cup of tea earlier on. You know, and that's all it's like. And Nick is very, 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 very hairy. So I hope you got a lot of wax and a lot of wax strips. Yeah? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if we raise £2,000, which is 20,000, and you guys can help with this. You know, if you want to donate, then you can. And have you set that up yet on your website, Nick?
No, not yet. But
okay.
I know you want to give your you know, money to charity, children's charity. But I think it might go two ways.
Okay.
Because I've seen a lot of stuff recently when I've been on my visit to India. And I very much like the idea of giving to kids, children that live on the street. So my charity choice would be UNICEF.
because they help the kids that are on the street. They take them in their own homes and stuff like that. But okay. It's not just India, it's worldwide.
Okay. Well, okay, that's fine. So if we split the money £1,000 each.
Yep.
Oh, well, it'll be a minimum of £1,000.
Yeah, minimum.
Then, Eve, you've agreed to wax us.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you do this as a profession, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to tell us about if people wanted to have, or why would anybody want to volunteer, why would anybody want to go voluntarily to be waxed? I don't know. Why I've agreed to it, I don't know. Can you imagine? You'd be screaming like little girls. I don't know the worst thing about it. His wife is going to be there. My girlfriend's going to be there. And you were going to be loving every single second of this, didn't you?
Some of the wives and misses. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I started to sweat thinking of it. I'd rather Anne sticking needles all over me.
Oh,
I got to be honest. But no, I'll do it because I said to Nick, I'll do it. I won't let him down. So, oh my God. So, it's only in 2 months' time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be waxed. Now, we've just agreed tonight. It's not going to be back, chest, and legs.
No.
So, you've agreed it's going to be just the
legs.
I'd love it to be just the back, really, because, you know, you won't have to use much wax and much strips on my back, because there's not much
there.
I
think it hurts more on the chest, yeah.
No, back. No, no, let's not go for pain.
We're not going for pain. Look at her eyes. Blimey.
Jeez. Let's go
charity,
for...
Charity, huh?
Yeah, charity.
And the show.
I want a lot more in 2000 for the pain on my chest.
Okay, so why don't we ask the chat room and ask the people in the audience here today... to say, we want £2,000, okay, or 20,000 krona for charity so we can split 1,000 each. And for that, we'll have our backs done, Nick, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So you guys now and in the chat room set a figure for our chest, okay? So we have our back.
Unless we do it another way. Depending on the amount. So £2,000, that'd be back.
Yeah.
If we reach £4,000.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That will reach like our legs. For £6,000, we get our chest.
Yeah.
Do you like my reason?
Yeah, we never get £6,000. I mean, Kerry, I mean, I can't believe that. She's put and legs, and arms, and back.
That's good.
Oh, you're gonna get on with Kerry. You're gonna get on well with Kerry. And this is my partner, and
yeah.
You know, if you had your way. She could help you.
I think that'd be a good idea, actually.
Well, like, Helen,
like,
Helen
can, well. Can take a running jump.
No, with my car.
No,
okay.
Helen can do a strip on me, which are obviously, as in, like, the wax strip, not the...
I was going to say, Nick, you know...
The
it's
mental
a,
images in my mind are racing,
here, you know?
Or,
yeah, have some chocolate.
Yeah.
Let me speak to our guest. So if we reach 6,000,
mm-hmm.
which is 60,000 krona, we will have the arms. Sorry, not the arms. Kerry, stop typing arms. My God.
The arms, legs.
No. The back and the legs. Is that fair, Nick?
No.
Back and legs for 6,000.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No, more than that.
But more money.
10,000.
Okay, 10,000.
Yeah.
I like your tailor thought, Nick. Okay, so if you want... Okay, so 2,000 is what we agreed on for our backs. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
6,000, what do you say as an audience? What should we have done for 6,000? If we reach 6,000.
No.
Come on now. I'll call you Andreas in a minute. No, I think you should go for the chest.
Yeah.
Okay, Anne's up with one chest.
Only if
yay!
We reach.
We want to see you suffer and the charity gets more. Private part, 1 million. Yeah, but he's agreed to have his eyebrows done no matter what. So you can do our producer's eyebrows just for the fun of it.
You can draw some on for him. Really
yeah, that'd be funny. So, okay, so 6,000 is chest, it's back and chest.
Mm-hmm.
For 6,000. Is that a deal, Nick? Should
we
shake on it in front of an audience, in front of a live radio show? 6,000? Quiet.
Right.
Oh, yeah, the
hand
is shut. Okay. 6,000.
6,000.
And in May,
right?
£6,000.
Yeah.
Or 60,000 krona.
Krona.
we'll have a.
But it can be made up of dollars and all.
Yeah, because obviously America is in. And Nick, if you go to www. Okay, remember this, nick-humphreys.com. Very soon, that's where you'll be able to donate some money. Okay, so it's everybody that's listening to us, everybody here, everybody that's going to be downloading the show, everybody, www.nick-humphreys.com. That's easy, isn't it?
Easy enough.
Nick-humphreys.com.
That's my name.
But yeah, that's where you'll be able to donate. The more you donate, the more pain we suffer, the more the charity has. Is that a deal?
We'd like to see more than 6,000.
Obviously. We're not doing any more than back and chest, so, okay?
Back.
Quack. let's not go there. We're not about like talking orgasms again in a minute, isn't it? You know? We must remember, we are sclerosis.
We are sclerosis, yeah.
Okay. I want to say that obviously I'm doing these two charities with Kerry, one for Birmingham Hospital and one for Eve. It's Evie. Right? But I want to donate my money. This is in April.
April.
I'm gonna have to ask the chat. I'm gonna have to ask Kerry because I'm a little bit lost now. When are we doing this event for? Cobham, was it? Cobham Arms. When is that then? Is that before or after we do the waxing? You know, in a second, I think. See, there's been a medium. I can't help it.
Who's in there now?
Where?
In there.
Huh?
In there.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
15th of March. Yeah, at the Cobham Arms. Okay. March the 15th. So, okay. March, April. So the event would already be gone, wouldn't it? So I'll donate every penny of my half to this charity I'm doing for the Even Charity. Okay?
Yeah.
Every single penny raised, half of it, because say half goes to you and half goes to my charity, I'm going to donate to this Even because it's a wonderful charity every year. She suffers with this condition, which is like cancer, and she's only maybe six. Her dream is to go to Disneyland, and every penny raised is going to be sending this little girl to Disneyland. Isn't that wonderful we can do that?
Yeah.
So, you know, even if we don't reach that amount by April, you can still donate, Nick, on the website.
Yeah.
We'll keep that open.
We'll keep it open.
And I'll give every penny of that to that charity and hope that we can send our little girl to Disneyland. Isn't that fantastic? But tell us more about your business. Tell us more about your waxing. What's my business? Come a little bit closer.
I'm a hairdresser.
Okay, so you're a hairdresser?
Mm-hmm.
You do anything with that? Look at that. anyway, if it can't fit, yeah. Could you do a little bit?
Yeah.
Could you? Mm. What?
Yeah.
You just want to finish yourself. Okay, so you're an hairdresser, what else do you do?
I give a little bit of healing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where do we find this hairdressing job is going to wax on the budget? It's going to wax it.
Do you have a website? You do. What's the website address? Stumped.
Okay, well, I know the first, but it'll be www.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's quite...
www.anna. Okay, we... Yeah.
Louder.
Speak a bit louder now.
Louder.
www.
Yeah. Ida4studio.anno.
Can you spell that?
I was going to say
for our English
American listeners and UK listeners. Can I spell that?
E-D.
I tell you what, I'm going to put in a chat on the same thing. Well, look, there's loads of people in the chat room. Okay, so we got www.e. Oh, not E. It should be
I.
Oh, I.
D.
You do it. You put it in my chat room.
Yeah.
This is not me typing my name, but it's not me typing. You're slow, aren't you?
Shut up.
What? That's it. Yeah. I took the whole last time to do that. Okay, I'll press enter. This is your shop.
Just wait. Silhouette.
You notice I'm actually being quite quiet.
Quite quiet?
Yeah.
And I was surprised. Can somebody take a picture of Nick right now and put it on my Facebook? I need a picture of Nick on my Facebook. All you need to do is to go over to MikeDavisMedium.com and press the button flashing on my Facebook, will you? I want a picture of Nick. Let's have this thing fluffed out of it. Oh my god, that's my
friend!
It's lovely.
You know you're a jealous.
Yeah,
I am jealous.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask you, obviously, you're on our platform, and I gave you a reading.
Yeah.
So how did you feel? How did you feel
smile.
About it?
Actually, don't smile.
How did you feel that everything went during the evening?
It was 100% right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you can take something back from the reading itself?
Yeah. And I recognise the gentleman. Yeah.
It's always important, isn't it, to get the connection and the evidence of that loved one come forward. So, but I'm glad you enjoyed the show.
Yes, I really do. Thank you.
Well, that photo now of you wrapped up like a little baby is now going on my Facebook page. Thank you, Kelly, for seeing that you're going to post it all around Facebook, which is brilliant. So it is Mike.DavisMedium. On Facebook, and that's where you'll find that picture of Nick Humphries wrapped up like a little baby in arms. Because you are in arms.
Now she's gonna get the needle.
No. I promised my Katie she wouldn't do it, so there's no needles. Promised.
Helen just said that she'll do a strip for me.
Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah. I think we should get this live.
I think it needs to be recorded. Who's willing? Went to the roadshow. Who's come to the roadshow? Where. Me and Nick, and actually Kelly's going to be looking at us.
Do you know what? Can I just say something?
Yeah.
I know she's learning. Okay, I'm trying to teach them.
Helen.
I think it would be we'll talk about that later.
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should do that.
I think we should.
Yeah.
She
side by side.
Yeah.
Man to man, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
We'll do it, shall we?
Yeah.
Alright, you got a deal.
Yeah.
Do you wanna?
Yep. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Chuck. You wait till the roast. So, who wants to be the wax? Me and Nick get a wax. I hope I see it.
There's a comment just Helen reckons you have a bazillion.
No. Oh my god.
No.
Anyway, moving on swiftly.
Very quiet now.
He is very quiet.
I'm reading. Ah, yeah, sorry, Kay, you're there. Yeah, no, we did break up there on purpose. Nothing to do with you. Nick has kindly volunteered somebody else. And I'll talk to you later because I don't want to cut out the bag just yet, but it's nothing. It's on Facebook. Mike Davis Medium. Go over there. Mike dot Davis Medium, actually. No Brazilian. Nick, they're even talking about it in the chat room. There's no chance. Back and chest.
Yeah. Okay, we've established that.
10,000. It's going to be the legs of the same time. 15,000, it could be the toenails. Can you imagine the toes? Anyway, so that's where people can go to your website. It's up there a little bit, but that's where people can go to your website and have a haircut and maybe a waxing. And, well, thank you very much for coming on and being a part of the show.
You.
It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
And now she's left, Nick. Left by the side of me. I'm not looking forward to this.
What? Hold on, I'm scared now.
The waxing.
Oh, waxing?
Yeah. Look, the evil in that face. Look.
I know. I've never seen anybody look like that before.
I
don't mention pain. It's just. That's. Yeah, it's quite scary.
It's hard.
I'm just going to kind of sit right there.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm coming down with them. Yeah. Well, when I was sick, will I be wrapped up like that? Hey, look at
the... It's a great picture.
I wonder if I would be wrapped up like that. You know? There's me in a jumper, and Jeff the jumper, and they come, please, come have a look. Come on, come. He's like a little baby with his tub of chocolate by the side of him. Me with my cup in my hand. Look how ridiculous he looks. No, I think that we need to go to another track right now.
Yeah,
because we've got.
I'm being handled here.
Yeah, I know. I just wish that I had a camera. Actually, I do have a camera, Nick.
You do, but didn't someone sort of floor it for a long time?
Yeah, I mean, last time I was... Okay, let me tell you a little story first before we go to break. Picture this, everyone, okay? Listen now, gather around. I didn't have a camera when I came over last time. You remember me over here last time? You remember, didn't you? I brought a camera, a digital camera, very similar to... anybody got a camera? Very similar to that one there. Ones, yeah, very similar to yours, Nick.
Yep.
Take pictures. What are you doing with it? Knitting? She's knitting!
I'm taking a picture of that. She's knitting me a jumper.
Is that it?
A scarf.
What is it? It looks like a fishing net.
Looks like a fishing net.
Yeah, but look, it's on a round thing. Get on my Facebook. My Davis needs
I can't. Yeah,
that anyway, I did have a digital camera. Batteries in there. SDS card in it, take pictures, because that's what you do, isn't it? You know, you take pictures. I'm on tour, So I says to Brechta, please take pictures of me when I'm working. So she says, yeah, no problem. So I give her the camera. And I get home, I'm looking for my camera, thinking, oh, I don't know what I've done with it. Like, for the life of me, because being a medium, nothing upstairs, it's all goes. And I have a phone call saying, have you lost something? She said, because I just went in my bag and I found your camera. She's such an honesty. She nicked my camera. Brechta! Robbed me of my camera. And do you know what? I arrived here yesterday. I still haven't had it back. Do you believe that? Still haven't had it back. Director is in the kitchen. Yeah. Yeah. I think we need to go to the commercial break there. So Ken, play Hit That Button, mate.
Thank you.
I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 23rd of February 2013. Join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the Psychic Fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Well, welcome back. We are just down to the last, 14 minutes of the show. I've enjoyed the show here tonight, guys. I hope you have. I've enjoyed my day, my jam-packed day of readings, my wonderful evening demonstration with Nick. Nick,
it was great.
You've done well. Brister, do you want to come over here? Come on, Brister, because, you know, you are the one that's organised all this. You are the one. And, you know, doesn't she do well, everyone?
She does.
You know, it's not about me, far from the word. You know, you've been absolutely amazing, not the first time, but second time, and I'm sure that the roadshow, would you believe we're fetching the roadshow, you guys? Isn't that amazing? You're going to do absolutely amazing there at the roadshow, I know you are. But Brichter, you know, you've kept us a little bit in the dark, really a bit. I didn't know I was doing a demonstration tonight until today, So really, you've really been a bit sneaky because you haven't told me what's going on. I need to know what's going on.
I will take that back on you, my friend.
Okay.
Just a few hours before I was supposed to collect you in the middle of the night, I just got to know from Ken, your producer, that you were going to do a live show here tonight that I didn't know about.
This is true.
So
maybe we've been a bit bad to each other.
I think maybe.
Should we shake hands and be friends now? Ready?
Oh my God.
Okay, so we take it all back. Me and you are now back friends as we used to be.
Yeah,
okay.
All
the way. So, Brichter, what are we doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I'm not sure.
You are sure. I know you are.
I know. You are back here at the center. You and Nick have a busy day, actually. You are going to have clients all day until about 3 o'clock. And then we are going to a place on the other side of Bergen called Sousa.
Okay.
And we are going to do ghost hunting.
Wow.
And
cool.
A private house, yeah.
Yeah. I love this.
Okay.
And when we are finished there, I don't know. And we're going to be home and having homemade pizza, I think.
Pizza?
Nick,
trust me. When Brichter makes pizza, she makes pizza, but it's lush. It really is. You know, do you know what I've done? I went home after last time I was here, and I cooked my kids homemade pizza, exactly like you did.
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah. The kids come live on me and told me about that.
Now, so we got a ghost in tomorrow. We got readings to do tomorrow. Mm. What are we doing? What's the day tomorrow? Saturday. What are we doing Sunday?
Sunday, you are starting early doing workshops.
So we got a workshop
and
then
from 11 o'clock to 5 o'clock.
And then I know that we go out for a meal and Anne's cooking us food.
Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you, Nick, that's something to look forward to.
And then we're live again on your show.
On radio.
Yeah.
So that's
in
this Sunday.
Yeah.
8 p.m. UK time, 9 p.m. Norwegian time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I mean, we could go on, couldn't we? You know, time zones around the world is weird.
Yeah.
And then Monday, what
Monday
we do on Monday?
Is reading, and in the end, at 7 o'clock, it is trance. It's about trans.
Oh, this is the trans demonstration.
And I think maybe Nick knows everything about that.
Okay.
Because I'm not.
Well, it's going to be a trans demonstration there. You're going to allow yourself to be a Whoopi Goldberg, if you like.
Yep.
And let the spirit get in you and talk through you.
Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg style.
Whoopi Goldberg.
I'm going to love it. Modern.
Yeah.
Happy.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Love it. Can't bother. So that's Monday, 7 p.m.
Yeah.
So are we going home Tuesday, aren't we?
Yes.
I can't wait to go.
But
no, not that I don't want to be here. I love being here, but I want to see Kerry.
Okay.
I know Kerry's online with us. Should we see if we can get Kerry coming live on here?
I really want, really looking forward to Kerry come here. And
well, let's see if we can get Kerry live on here. Kerry, okay, sorry.
And I know
sorry.
You promised her a present.
Oh, I knew that was coming. That's why I tried to cut it. Nick, I'm
sorry, mate.
I'm going to have you in a chocolate eating competition.
Helen, I want. I will make sure that Nick is buying you something special too.
Her laptop's not working, so she can hear that.
Okay.
Oh, I will make that happen.
Okay. Well, I know that we got Kerry live on here now. Okay. So, hi Kerry, are you with us?
Hiya.
Hi Kerry.
You alright?
Well, we're doing well. Well, Nick is. Yeah. I mean, have you seen the pictures?
I haven't seen the pictures yet.
Well, if they're not already on my Facebook, have a look on Buster's Facebook. Oh my God.
I will.
Something to laugh at, really. He's wrapped up like a little baby. He's been sleeping through the day.
Yeah, but he's sick.
He's not
Has sick. He not been stuffing his face all day?
Hey, Kerry, thank you very much. You know, I got somebody that agrees with me. He's been eating like a pig all day.
Oh,
he's been
God.
Eating.
Excuse me.
Let me speak for 1 minute. We went down the supermarket today and bought some of them lovely, gorgeous chocolates,
yeah.
Orgasmic chocolates.
Yeah.
And we bought a pack of two each, didn't we?
Yeah.
How many have you had? A pack and a half.
Yeah.
Bruston, what did you pull out of the bag earlier on? There was and they're still on the drainer board. They're a double pack of them chocolates.
Yeah.
They're your mind that I haven't even touched. So this obese, big, hairy gorilla has two, virtually.
He needs his
sick.
Yeah.
Oh, because he's...
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with him. He's playing everyone.
He has a fever.
He's got
he's
you all
shaking.
Heated out with his hand. Like, pretty.
He's shaking.
Kerry, you know what I mean, don't you?
Nick, where do you put it all?
He's what, sorry?
Where does he put it all?
Well, I don't know. He must have hollow legs. He really must.
He must have.
I don't eat that much. In fact,
you do, Nick. You're always eating.
Somebody was pulling me into McDonald's in the airport.
I've done it.
Yeah.
I don't
do McDonald's, but you pulled me to McDonald's.
Yeah, well, okay, I had a McDonald's, I hold my hands up. So what? I had a McDonald's. Is that
Nick,
okay?
And what did you eat before the airport? Driving in the car to the airport?
McDonald's is a crime.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it
is.
It's not. Nick ate in the car.
Exactly.
Nick ate in the airport. Nick ate in Nick ate in the service stations. Nick ate in the airport. Nick ate on the plane. And don't say you didn't because you had Snickers.
Yeah, so did you.
And Nick is still eating.
Would you believe that?
Is he still eating?
Who looks... No, because he's got to be good because he's live on air.
Aww.
Who looks like the criminal out of me and Nick?
Nick?
Nick does, that's right. Now,
yeah,
what about my audience?
Actually, what you can't
actually,
see...
Sure.
What you can't
our live
see.
Audience. What,
we
what,
have
what,
a big
what,
bag
spokesman.
Here.
With,
we
remember,
had a big
excuse
bag
me,
here.
One spokesman? No. Okay. Our live audience, who looks like the criminal out of me and Nick? Nick,
you look like the criminal, darling, right? But Nick looks so sweet and innocent, but it's the opposite way around.
Well, I like that. Who looks like the criminal? Our live audience.
No one.
Me or Nick?
No one.
Would you believe in Gatwick Airport, I got stopped? I got my bag searched. Do you know why? Do you know why I got my bag searched in Gatwick Airport? Because I put a can of Coke in there for me and for Nick. Didn't I put one in there for you? We failed to drink them because he stopped in the services. Oh, I'll get a drink for you. I'll do this. For you. I'll eat for you. I left the cans of Coke in the bag. We've got to the airport, going down this conveyor belt. The bags are going in, and this little arm comes out and pushes my bag, like, whoosh, punched it over to the side, and my bag was on the other side. I'm like, why is my bag coming down the other side? And then I go, excuse me, sir, would you come to this side of the desk? I was like, yeah, okay. Sorry, what have I done?
Oh, you're crying.
Yeah.
Oh.
They got guns, Brester.
No.
They opened up my bag and they went, did you forget to take your coke out? And I went, yeah. Sorry. you know, because, you know, I thought we were going to shoot me. I only had coke in there. And then we got to Bergen Airport, right? Nick is walking behind me, two of us are seeing, because we already see you, but we wave you through the window,
yeah.
Don't we? And I'm like, nee, 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 we do my suitcase, all happy, won't we? And this woman goes, excuse me, sir, we come this side. I looks up, and there's one side with a tick, and one side with a big X. I'm like, you do the X? She goes, oh, me, sir. And Nick goes, trust you. So she goes, yeah, and you, sir. Come with me. So she says,
it's the company I keep. It's the company I keep.
Put your cases on this belt. So I stuck my case on there. And it's going through the conveyor belt. And we're in a minute. Now we're giggling, right? And we're looking. And obviously, they don't know that we've come here and we're doing live radio shows. We've got laptops, we've got wires, we've got all different, you know, bits of wires. In the middle of my suitcase, there's a square packaging with loads and loads of wires coming from it. I'm like, uh-oh. Next bag goes through. She goes, it's okay, sir. Go on. So I'm like, whew. I can feel like the... When you, okay, you know when you breathe a sigh of relief and you think, ah. Nick's bag goes through. And obviously Nick's got all these stuff in his bag. And she can see all wires and she looks at the two of us and have to say, all right. But then his bag gets stuck at the other end of the conveyor belt. So she grabs it and throws it over on the other side. When we arrived, I can only imagine when I go back home. I bet I'm going to be stopped in Bergen. I bet I'm going to be stopped in Gatwick Airport. Yes, do I look like a criminal? Kerry, am I a criminal?
You look like one, darling.
Maybe.
Thank you very much.
That.
You're very welcome.
Maybe I should have that hair waxing after all on the top of my head. And you know, you are right there. Yeah, and maybe.
You do not touch your hair.
Do you hear that? No sticking needles in my arm.
No needles in the arm. No touching the hay. Anywhere else. Well, no needles, no hay.
We have heard that anywhere else. We heard that.
Okay.
The arm, but apart from the left arm, no needles. The chest, the back, the legs, you can touch, but no, not the hair on the head, and not the arm with needles.
Okay, so yeah. you guys, you got permission. Kerry, I can't believe you just give everybody permission live on here. They can do anything they want to me except touch my hair on my head and give me needles in my right arm.
Thank you.
I can't give you needles when I'm around because I feel the pain.
See, Kerry can feel the pain of my torment. And Kerry is going to be here in Norway next time when we're here doing the roadshow, working with us. And I'm really looking forward to that. I know we've got a few seconds left of the show. Kerry, thank you very much for coming on. Can't wait to be on. Can't wait to see you. Thank you, Dili. Brusta, thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's you, Kerry. Brusta, thank you very much. And guys, thank you for welcoming us to Norway.
Yeah,
thank you
very much.
Can
thank
I?
You. Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.